So a couple other questions about him. As you mentioned, he wasn't tested initially, but I am curious how often you see people go from not having del-sen-to-be or p53 to having it. Do you see it more commonly if the patient's been treated?
Yeah, so this is a very important point. We can have the phenomenon of clonal evolution in CLL, so from a normal karyotype to a karyotype with abnormalities. And actually, among the most commonly acquired abnormalities over time is the 17p deletion. And this is particularly true in relapse after chemotherapy, because chemotherapy selects out for this p53 deficient clone. So, in other words, it is very important before the initiation of every new treatment line to repeat the FISH testing for the genomic abnormalities. This is in contrast to the IGHV mutational status, which remains stable. So, this is a fixed disease marker if you determine that once it is there forever and it will not change.
What about p53 mutations evolution?
Yes, p53 mutation, similar to 17p deletion, can evolve over time. So retesting should be done, as I said, for FISH, for the abnormalities, and for TP53 mutation before every single new line of treatment.